Hello and welcome to Campus Connection, KOSU's weekly visit with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, there's nothing like a nail biter in college football, and College Station was no exception this weekend.
Oh, that was one of the greatest comebacks in the history of football, at least from my perspective. Ann and I were there. It was so exciting. That's a fantastic stadium, and the crowd is just loud, and everything was great, including winning. So I hope we didn't make them mad, because they announced they were getting out of the conference for sure the very next day. But anyway, our Cowboys really came through, and Coach Gundy and his staff, and I especially think it is wonderful that Glenn Spencer, who tragically lost his wife last week, decided to be with the team, and obviously was a big contributor to the victory. And all the players had stickers on their helmet to Coach Spencer, and so it's quite emotional in the courtroom. I'm going back to my old profession, in the locker room. Cowboys propel the Cowboys up two spots to number five in the country, and we just need to keep winning, and I bet we do.
And you mentioned the pending departure of Texas A&M from the Big 12 Conference. If you can, talk with us a little bit about the latest related to the Big 12. The conference appears to have been saved.
Yeah, and we, that was our desire from the beginning. Our main priority was to keep the Big 12 Conference intact and moving forward, and we've come up with a path to that, a game plan, and the conference is spending some time working on some issues that need to be resolved to ensure the stability. But the agreement to go ahead and sign our TV rights to the conference, so the conference can then make arrangements with a network, whichever it might be, is really a strong move to stability, because no team can really leave without leaving all of their revenues, television revenues, which would be their major income, with the conference. So they're not going to do that. So we're working on that, and I'm optimistic we'll get it done, and I think the Big 12 will not only be stabilized, but will add a team or teams. My preference is to go to 12. There are some I think want to stay at 10, but regardless, we'll have a Big 12 conference in which to compete.
Well, let's turn to academics. OSU announced record enrollment last week in its Honors College. Talk a little bit about the Honors College and how it makes a difference for OSU.
Well, we're very proud of our Honors College. It provides a very rigorous, robust academic schedule. The requirements are very tough in that college. The students have to maintain over a 3-point average and actually write a thesis in the courses. We have almost 1,000, or actually we just topped 1,000 students for the first time ever. It is housed in Historic Old Central, which was the first academic building at Oklahoma State University. And it includes undergraduate research and as I say, a thesis for the seniors. Its requirements are some of the most demanding of similar programs all across the nation. And Dr. Spurrier, that runs that program, and Bob Grauman, that helps coach our scholars to the many national scholarships that we are awarded, just do a wonderful job.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University. Email your questions to Burns at campusconnection@kosu.org, and we'll do our best to get those answered on the air.